This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. And good afternoon. It's so good to see you. Welcome. Welcome to this precious time, these 30 minutes of practice in the good company of ourselves and of one another. We come together here to practice mindful awareness, which is the practice of paying attention. It's simple, but not necessarily easy. Paying attention with a certain quality of awareness, with an openness, with kindness, with compassion to ourselves and to others. And we get to practice this here together so that we can bring it forth into our lives, into everything that we do. Ralph Ellison says, hibernation is preparation for covert action. So when we sit together in stillness, we are doing that so that we can act with greater clarity and strength and power. When we sit together in silence, we do so that when we speak, we can really speak truth to power. We can name our truth. And when we close the eyes or lower the gaze, we do so that we can see more clearly. There's a quote by Maya Angelou that I wanted to share because it reminds me of this time that we have together. She says, every person needs to take one day away, or one half hour, I might say. Every person needs to take one day or 30 minutes away, a day in which one consciously separates the past from the future. Jobs, family, employers, and friends can exist one day without any of us. And if our egos permit us to confess, they could exist eternally in our absence. Each person deserves a day away in which no problems are confronted, no solutions searched for. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares of the. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us. So the cares are not withdrawing from us at all. As we know, we are in a collective moment of. So much unfathomable reality. And we also have our own lives, right? We're dealing with our own joys and sorrows and those of the world around us. And so when we practice together, we get an opportunity to withdraw for just a little bit, not to turn away, but so that we can get resourced, we can get connected, we could feel our interdependence and interconnection with one another and with the natural world. The poet Dana Fald says, in a life of do's and shoulds, this is a refuge, an interlude, a chance to see the mystery unfold me. So when we practice meditation, we get to sort of feel into the mystery and also be unfolded by it. And then finally, I want to offer a quote by Alice Walker, the activist and author. She says, look closely at the present you are constructing. It should look like the future you are dreaming. So we get to look closely to the present we are constructing. I mean, that's what this practice is about, looking closely at this moment, this present moment, and cultivating certain qualities of heart and mind in relationship to it, that are good, that are wholesome, that are caring, that are compassionate, that contribute to the goodness in the world that can feel dark at times. So let's practice together. We'll have a kind of a more spacious practice today of about 25 minutes. I'll offer you guidance, especially in the beginning, and then less guidance as we move through the practice. Anything I say is an invitation, so please take what feels useful, makes sense to you, and leave the rest. Sometimes what we need really is a nap, so if you doze off, that's fine. You know, it's good. It's good to rest, right? And it's really your time to explore, your hibernation, your time to turn inward, let the mystery unfold you, practice in the good company of good people who come here each week, some of us, to develop these wholesome qualities of heart and mind together. So with that, let's settle in. So find a nice, comfortable way of being as best you can in your body. And just feeling the body settle. We can take a deep breath in together. And just let it go. And letting the breath now find its natural rhythm. As we lower the gaze or close the eyes so that we can see the inner world. And the mind and the heart, just like the body, can become tight, tense, constricted, contracted. And in these moments that we have together, we can intentionally and kindly invite all of it to open and soften and just rest. No more doing, just being. As we sit here, we can feel into the support and the strength and the stability and the fluidity that's already present. Starting with the earth beneath our feet, just sensing the point of contact that you have with the earth, the soles of the feet resting on the ground, even if the ground is beneath layers of building materials and concrete, it's there. And just feel the earth supporting you, supporting all of us. And maybe even now sensing into the earth element inside of you, the stability, the groundedness in your own body, the strength. As you feel the air touching your skin, feeling the air element as breath moving through the body. The spaciousness of air, the clarity that you can touch into. The water element, the moisture in the air, the dew on the flower petals, the water element in you flowing. And finally, the fire, the heat, the warmth of your own being, your own heart. Just feeling into the natural support of that. Here at the outset of our practice, connecting with these elements that are all around us and within us. Sources of strength and stability, fluidity, spaciousness, warmth. And as you sit here, really opening to this moment, to this experience, this opportunity to rest. Withdrawing from the cares that won't withdraw from us as best we can, just setting them down. No need to banish them. They can just be set down right beside you. Not carrying them right now. Allowing the body to continue to settle, just as water finds its level. Feeling the warm places in the physical body. Maybe in the belly, or the heart, or the face. just resting in your own natural warmth. And as the mind begins to find new ways of settling, you might help it along by giving it something to hold on to steady it. That could be the sensation of the feet resting on the earth, that sense of connection to the ground. Maybe the awareness just rests in the soles of the feet, and you experience the sensations of pressure and tingling and warmth or numbness. Or maybe you'd like to choose a different anchor for the awareness, a different tether, to draw in and let rest the normally scattered mind. Just inviting it to set down its burdens, its cares, its concerns, its worries. For just these few precious moments. And instead come into awareness of the breath. Wherever it is, you feel the breath most clearly. Maybe it's in the air moving in and out of the nostrils, or the chest or abdomen rising and falling. You might silently note to yourself, breathing in, I know I am breathing in, breathing out. I know I am breathing out. Nothing else to do but this, to breathe and know that you are breathing. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. We're just shortening it to in, out. In. Thoughts will arise. the mind will wander off. That's no problem. It's to be expected. It's actually a good moment when we can recognize that we've wandered away and can return. Just come on back to breathing and knowing that you are breathing. Allow yourself to experience the relief that may be present and the permission to just breathe and know that you are breathing. Nothing else to do. No place else to be but here. No one else to be but this breathing being that you are. Just setting down the roles and the responsibilities. And just breathing. And being. And when the mind wanders, it's an opportunity to return. Even if you have to return 100 times, you get to return to this breath with kindness. We'll practice like this in silence together, breathing and knowing we are breathing. breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In the final few moments of our practice together, I'll share the quotes I shared at the beginning. The first from Maya Angelou. Every person needs to take one day away, a day in which one consciously separates the past from the future. Jobs, family, employers, and friends can exist one day without any one of us. And if our egos permit us to confess, they could exist eternally in our absence. Each person deserves a day away in which no problems are confronted, no solutions searched for. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us. And Dana Faltz, in a life of do's and shoulds, this is a refuge, an interlude, a chance to see the mystery unfold me. Alice Walker. Look closely at the present you are constructing. It should look like the future you are dreaming. And finally, Ralph Ellison. A hibernation is a covert preparation for a more overt action. So as we prepare to transition out of this practice, feeling into what this small hibernation has offered you. Perhaps some quiet or clarity or sense of stability. Whatever it may be for you, whatever goodness you touched into, bring that into your overt action. Share your practice. In this way, it becomes an act of generosity. And when you're ready now, beginning to deepen the breath, if you like, inviting some movement into the body, stretching or wiggling toes, fingers, rolling through the neck, whatever the body asks for, you can supply that. Thank you so much for your practice. It's really beautiful to look out and see your sincerity and your depth. And even if you're not here with us in person, I can feel you too, so thank you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hemmer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.